wanna leave my old life behind.
You're listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started.
Thunder, feel the thunder.
My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to talk to you about shape-shifting.
Who do you think you are? Why do you think I care? I'm watching you, watching me, and I don't like what I see. You've been giving everything your life.
All right, so here we are another week. I've been working with something over the past few weeks, and I wanted to talk to you about it on the show, and I was thinking about how to present it to you, and the word shape-shifting kept coming up for me. And there were so many other things I want to talk to you about this week, but as I was typing up my notes for this, I'm afraid this is going to be super long, so I'm going to have to save that for next week. So I'm going to just get right in this week on this topic. So like I said, I've been playing around with some new concepts over the past few weeks, and really, this was around determining what's next for me, right? So we're going into a new year, thinking about what I want that to look like, thinking back on 2018 and some things that maybe didn't go exactly the way I wanted them to go. So as I was thinking about how to describe this to you, like I said, the word shape-shifting kept coming to mind. So let me first tell you what that means. You may have heard this in more of the folklore, mythology type stories, but shape-shifting basically occurs when a human, usually a human, has the ability to change its shape or be that into another person or creature or species or something like that, right? So a mythical figure that can assume different forms or change its identity at will. So some examples of this are from back like in Greek mythology, right? Like Athena, Zeus, those are some, there's stories about them. In stories about witches or sorcerers or, shamans turning into wolves or birds or even trees, things of that nature. And we see this in the movies today, right? Like The Hobbit, Harry Potter, Chronicles of Narnia, all of those movies had some elements of shape shifting in them. And Disney movies use this a lot too, right? Like Shrek or Beauty and the Beast. And maybe a more common theme over the years has been like when a man would turn into a werewolf or a vampire or something like that. Twilight or True Blood or something. So, right. So you get the idea of shape shifting, what I'm talking about here, which is basically taking on another form for various reasons at will, because there's the ability and desire to do so. Okay. So now that we know what that means, let me give you some background on all of this story and how this idea for this, episode came together. And I'll tell you about the exercise I went through as well. Here in a minute. But so I got this idea from this book I've mentioned several times on here called Parallel Universes of Self by Frederick Dodson. And I'm telling you, this book, I mean, I can sometimes only read one page at a time because it's so fucking mind blowing to me. But so again, as I've been thinking about what I want my life to look like, where am I going in 2019? And the book talks about this concept of timelines. And we talked about timelines back in, I think it was episode 26 when we talked about new beginnings. But really quickly, just to recap that, basically, if we want to think about what a timeline is, like the timeline we're living on, if we think about our different paths in life, we can think about them as if they're different timelines. So think about the path you're on right now as your current timeline, and you can change your timeline at any time as you make different decisions and new opportunities come up. And it's really always changing, right? Because we're always making decisions all day, every day. And it's like each decision that you make, it directs your timeline. It takes you somewhere new. And if you really think about this, like if you think about it, like just how impactful your decisions are, it's really, really fascinating because you'll start to notice that even the small things in life that you think aren't a big deal actually sometimes down the line become part of a bigger deal and they affect the timeline that you're on. So let's talk about some examples of this really quick. So think about you get up in the morning and you're running late and you're frustrated because you're running late, and you usually stop at a coffee shop or wherever you stop in the morning. And even though you're running late, you decide today to go ahead and stop anyway. And you end up running into an old friend who just happens to be there, isn't normally there, but is there for whatever reason. And you start talking and it comes up that you're looking for a new job. And this friend puts you in touch with somebody she knows and you end up getting the job, right? So that decision to stop at the coffee shop changed your timeline because it led you to a series of events that took you somewhere different, which was the new job. Now, even though you were running late that day and you could have made the decision, no, I'm just going to go on, but you went ahead and stopped at the coffee shop. And if you hadn't, you would have never have saw that friend who would have led you to the person who led you to the job, right? So there's lots of stories about this kind of stuff. Like, you can see this in your own life, I'm sure. But, or think about people you know who end up meeting a boyfriend or a girlfriend because they made the decision to go to a party that they really didn't even want to go to, where they ended up meeting someone who either led them to someone or they met the person there and they started dating and they eventually got married, right? Like, these are the things I'm talking about, like decisions that we don't think about but end up changing and impacting our timeline. And so our lives are really a series of decisions that at the time, you know, those decisions may seem small and insignificant, but in the end, we can look back and see that they really did impact our destiny. And so if we don't like the space that we're in today, or we want to change it, in order to change it, we need to start making a series of different decisions that are going to lead us to a new timeline. And again, some of these decisions are going to be small, right? Like, small maybe is deciding how your mood's going to be for the next day, the next hour, the next 5 minutes. But some of these decisions are going to be large, like changing your whole life and taking a new job or moving to a new city. And as we go along with these decisions, our thoughts are guiding us. And our results are going to be based on a combination of those thoughts and those decisions as they come together and intersect. And so here's where today's topic of shape-shifting comes in, because, and in this, you know, I'm not talking about taking on the form of an animal, right, like in folklore or movies, but what I'm talking about is taking on the qualities of this new version or new form of ourselves at will, right, at will, because we have the decision to do so, just like the definition says, that's going to change our timeline to get us what we want. And so we're shape-shifting into another person, which is this new version of ourselves, because we have the ability to do so. And shape-shifting allows us to step in and become that new version of ourselves today, and it allows us to act from a place of already having the thing what we want, or the thing that we want, instead of feeling and acting and believing that the thing we want is so far off, right? Like, well, I'll be happy when this happens or when that happens. And that's not the way it works, right? It's in order to get what you want, you really become that version that already has it, because it takes that wanting and that focus on the absence of it away from you. And it puts you in the space of what you want to get today. And so how do you do this, right? So how do you do this exactly? Shape-shift, step into this new version of yourself and take on those qualities of that person today, especially when you don't already have those things, right? So again, I'm going to use the example of an exercise in the Parallel Universes of Self book to illustrate this. And I'm going to talk about a few other ways in just a minute of how you can do this. So here's what he talks about in the book. And if you get the book, this starts on page 103, but you don't have to have the book. We'll talk about some different ways here in a minute. But the premise of this exercise is he has you go through and identify who you are today. And he refers it to as your old role. Like, who are you today as a person? And so what he has you do is you start with really the most powerful statement there ever is, which is I am, right? So anything you say after I am, you're going to believe. So you start defining your old role or who you are today as I am. I am what? I am, and he goes through a list of various things, right? Like gender, like I am female. I am 5'5". I am X weight. I am this profession. I am, and he goes through some other things like success, right? So I am what? I am successful. I am mildly successful. I am not successful, right? What do you believe about that, about yourself, about your friends? Like, I am a person with a lot of friends, or I am lonely. I don't have a lot of friends, right? Or talks about voice, like body movement. Like, I am someone who moves quickly, or I, you know, for me, yeah, I'm move with purpose, right? I am someone who moves with purpose, with confidence, with reason. Or body posture, like I am always hunched over, or I am always, you know, operating from a place of, you know, what's next, from fear, like whatever that is for you, right? Like, he goes through like interest, personality, like typical emotions. And there's a list around 50 of these in the book that I'm not going to go through all of them, but basically what he's doing is you're writing out, who am I today, right? I am what today in all these different areas of your life. And with these pictures, you're painting the pictures, with these statements, you're painting the picture of who you are today. So I am what today? Who am I? And then part two of this exercise is he has to go through the same exercise with those same 50-ish I am statements of who do you want to be? Who is this person you are becoming? Who do you want to shape shift into, right? What do you want to experience in your new timeline, and who do you want to become? And going through this exercise, it helps you identify that, right? In my new reality, I am what? I am what? I am, you know, I am probably still a female, right? For me, yeah, I am still a female. I'm, you know, X weight. Maybe I don't want to be this weight anymore. I am what, right? I am, this is my profession today, but I am what in my, you know, in my new timeline? What is it? What does this new version of me look like? And so as you go through this, what you're going to end up with is a list of the current version of yourself. And then you're going to end up a list of who that person is that you want to become, who you want to be, that future version of yourself. That's what you get to identify with and shape shift to and morph into and become. And as we talk through this, right? So I did this exercise myself a couple of weeks ago. And when you do this, when I did it, I did it and I had been thinking about it and I had meditated on it. And then I remember I was in a yoga class and we had our, at the end of the class, and I opened my eyes and I like said to myself, like, I'm in this new version. Like, I'm in this new timeline. Like, everything else around me looks the same, right? It's not like I'm like the world, you know, I don't know, shakes and all this major, right? No, it's nothing like that. It's your come forth energy, what you are bringing forward is a new perspective, a new way to view the world, you know, you're looking at things differently. You're looking at things through a different lens. And often I use the analogy of, like, you know, when you go to the eye doctor and they click the things down and, you know, and they're testing to see what your, whatever your vision is, it's like you clicked another click down and things became clearer for you. And so having this list of the current version helps you see what it is that you don't really like today. And then having the list of the future version helps you determine the person that you want to become. And as you look through the and compare the list, you know, there might be a big difference for you in some areas, and that's okay. But now that you know what you want to be in the future, it's like you can't unknow it. You can't forget it. You've identified this. It's going to be in your mind. It's going to be, you know, it's in your energy field. And once you find that, once you know what that is, that new version of you, now you know how to act. And the decisions you make and the thoughts that you have are going to guide you to this new place, this new timeline for you, this new version. So as I did this, some of the things that I noticed, and I think you'll probably see the same too, if you do this, is that as you're comparing your list, there may be some things that you like about yourself currently that you want to keep. And that's awesome, right? That's expected. Like, this isn't an exercise in changing every single thing about you and you're, you know, that we're all such horrible people that we have to change. No, it's nothing like that. It's like a baseline. It's a check-in. Like if I'm not happy and I want something to change, this is a way to do that. So there may be things on your list that you like and you want to keep, and that's great, right? So identify those, you know, those things to come over into your new reality. But there's going to be some things that you want to change. And going through this list, at least for me, it helped me, one, identify those things that I wanted to change. It's like I already knew those things, but I hadn't put them into words enough to be able to recognize them when they were happening. So making these lists are going to help you, one, identify the things you want to change, and two, to start to recognize them. So when they do come up, you can act differently. You can change. You can change your view. You can change your reaction. You can change your perspective, all of those things. And it helps you identify with that new version of yourself that you can actually step into when you interact during your daily life, because you defined it. You're clear about it. You're clear about who you want to be. And years ago, and you can look this up on YouTube. There's future self meditations. We've talked about that before here, but one of these I did years ago and before I moved and as I was changing my life, it's like one of the things they suggested is like you actually step into that body of that new person, right? Like you close your eyes and you envision what it would feel like to operate from that new version of yourself. So you step into the body, like your hands go in the hands, your legs go in the legs, your eyes are seeing from that new version of that person that you want to be. And then you can start to think about this new version of yourself, having these qualities. Like, how does she carry herself, right? Like, how does she start her day? What does she think about during the day? How does she react to people? How does she drive her car? How does she dress? What is her hair like? What is her, right? Like, and if it's something where, like, you want to lose weight, for example, right? Well, if you haven't lost the weight, you can still step into that version of what it would feel like to be that weight, right? Or to have that haircut or to have those clothes or to have that job or to have that relationship, whatever it is for you. And so let me give you an example of this, and let me take the one for typical emotions, right? So typical emotions in my current state. This is what I found about myself when I was writing this down, is my typical emotions are that I am angry, I am frustrated, and I am annoyed. For the past couple months, that has been my typical emotions. And I don't like that those are my typical emotions, right? They remind me of how I was before I moved to Nashville, and I don't like that. And I don't want that. So what do I want to become? Like, who do I want to be? And for me, it's someone who is relaxed, who is unhurried, who is patient, lets things go easier, right? More, less resistant to things, just more flowing. And so that's who I want to be in my new timeline. I'm relaxed. I'm unhurried. I'm patient. I trust that things are going to work out, right? I'm a trusting person. I let things go. And so when these feelings of frustration and anger and all this comes up, I can recognize them, right? Because I've identified them, number one. But number two, I know I don't want to act like them anymore. I know I don't want to act that way anymore. So I have the choice, right? And the question I've been asking myself is, does this come with me in my new timeline, right? And the answer is no, it doesn't. Does the frustration over traffic come with me in my new timeline? No, it doesn't. No, I have an opportunity to react differently. I can let it go. I can't control traffic, right? All I can do is control. Maybe I can leave a little earlier tomorrow, right? But I'm in my new timeline. I'm relaxed. I'm unhurried. It's okay. It's all fine with me. So those old reactions don't come forward in the new timeline. And I've been using that question a lot as I've been playing with this over the past few weeks. And that's really what I'm asking myself. Does this come with me into my new timeline? Does this behavior, does this reaction, does this feeling, does this thought, does it come with me? And if it makes me feel bad, then no, it doesn't. It does not come forward with me. And I do something different. And that's what I mean by applying shape-shifting into your life, right? You're morphing into this new version of yourself as if it's already happened. You have choices. You're reacting differently. And you're doing it at will because you have the ability to do so. Anybody can do this. Anybody in the world can do this. And we can all choose something different. We can choose a different reaction. We can choose to believe something different. We can choose to react differently. And when you're stepping into a new timeline where this new version of you exists, and you get to shift into that and you get to interact in that way. So if you're someone who likes to visualize, this is an awesome thing to do. Close your eyes and picture yourself in that new version. Picture that new version of yourself in different situations and scenarios and determine how you're going to act. How does this new version of you act? How are you showing up every day? This is such a powerful way to bring your dreams to life because visualizing it allows you to get into the feeling of whatever it is that you want. And that is a very, very powerful form of magic. And we don't do this with the intention to force something to happen, right? I mean, we're not doing this to white knuckle it and to will our way and to out of desperation and force and none of that, right? Because if you're having any of those feelings about this, you are doing it absolutely wrong. And I would advise you to just stop and completely abandon at this time because you are not in the right mindset to have success with this, with what I'm talking about. Because, I mean, yes, we do want these things, right? Whatever those things are, we want them and we deserve them and we can have all of those things in our lives. But we do this and we act from this way and we visualize and we come from our change, our come from energy and to do these types of exercises to get really clear about what it is that we want and stepping into that role and visualizing it because it's fun, right? It keeps us appreciating what we have and what's to come. And it feels good, right? It feels so fucking good to get out of whatever negative shit that we have going on and find relief in these types of rituals and these types of visualizations because it makes us open. It brings us open to the possibilities we would have been so closed off to before. And it gives us that sense of, like, you know, as a kid, right? Wonder, creativity, like getting to choose what we want instead of feeling like we're the victim that we're reacting. We're shifting it. We're taking the power back and we're taking back the control of how we're operating and how our life is going. And we do have to watch ourselves with this, right? We have to stay persistent because the old shit's going to want to come back in. It does. It's easy. It's easy for whatever reason to fall back into being negative. But if you're really intentional about this and you just use this as a, you know, like I've told you before, I think I mentioned this several times, you know, when I was doing this and in a similar fashion, not exactly shape shifting wasn't the word I would use, but I was doing similar practices. And when all that old shit used to come up, it was like, no, I would say, no, no, that's not the life I'm creating. Stop. Like, stop. Thought, stop. Wall up. You're not welcome here, right? This is the life I'm creating. My life is this, right? I am this. I am this. I am this. And this being whatever it is that I want, not what I thought I could have or what I thought I deserved or what I had in the past. I am this, and this is how this is going to go going forward. And like I said, if you're intentional about this, you're going to start to notice that things in your life will shift very quickly. And this is because you're offering a new vibration out into the universe. And there are things that will just no longer line up with you because they don't match. And that gives the chance for the new experiences that you do want to come in. And so one of the lines that I, again, referring back to this book, Parallel Universes of Self, and I know I talk about this a lot, but there's just so many great concepts. If I could talk to you guys for like hours on end, I mean, I don't even think I could sum it all up because there's just so many things. But one of the things, the quote in this book was, manifestation occurs when we, okay, sorry, I'm getting too excited. I'm talking too fast here. Manifestation occurs when we weren't looking while we were busy with other things. And so you can't be creating a new timeline and a new reality and a new version of yourself and have doubt come in at the same time, right? Like I was saying with those thoughts when they want to keep, no, stop. No, that's not how this is going. You can't step into the new version of you and constantly looking for the old shit or be looking back or letting all these old patterns come up and believing them, right? It's like you step forward. I don't know. In my mind, it's like I drew a line. Like I'm on my new timeline now, right? Like I stepped over a line. I'm on a new timeline. I stepped into this new version of myself. And it's like you step forward with this confidence and you let the rest go. And there's this ultimate level of trust and just dropping the resistance to it all and letting the universe do the rest. And it's really that simple. And I think often we make it too hard. We try to effort it. We try to force it. We try to do all these things the way we think it should be. And part of this magic of all of this is just stepping back and letting it unfold and letting it be better than we ever could have imagined it could be, because we don't have the bigger picture, right? We have what we have today. That's it. So if we step back and get out of the way, that makes room for all of this wonderful thing to come in and happen. And so as you move forward this week, I would ask you, take some time out and write some of these I am statements of who you are today, and then write out who you want to be in your new reality. And if you need some help, the Parallel Universes of Self book is awesome, but it's not required. You can just think about this as the different areas of your life, right? Like your work, your relationships, health, finances, whatever else it is that you want to address, and determine how you are. Who are you in those areas today? And what does that future version of yourself look like? You know, I am what? What am I? I am what? There's a blank slate for you. You can be, do, and have anything you want. You just have to get clear about it and decide what it is that you want. Okay, I'm not as over as I thought I would, but I'm glad I didn't tell you the stories at the beginning because this would have ran way longer. But okay, all right, so to recap today's show on shape-shifting. So we as humans have the ability to change who we are at will, and we have the ability to create a new reality for ourselves. And no, I'm not talking about the form of taking on an animal, right? I'm talking about taking on the qualities of this new version of ourselves that we want to be at will. And I think that is so key, at will, because we can do this at any time, whenever we want. At any time. And we're changing into this person, right? This new version of ourselves, because we have the ability to do so, and we can. And shape-shifting allows us to step into and become who we want to be and take on and act from a different place as if we already have the things that we want. And by doing this, you're choosing something different, right? You're stepping into a new timeline where this new version of you exists, and you get to shift into that and be the new you and interact in a different way. And so as you think about this going forward this week and you're working through this and you're working on your new timeline, my last piece of advice would be to refuse to engage in limitation about whatever it is you're creating. Refuse to engage in limitation about whatever it is you're creating. All right. So that's it for this week. I had some other songs picked for you this week. I want to tell you about the songs. I had some other songs picked for you. But I didn't get to tell you the story I wanted to tell you. And it was about the guy that lived in Dallas that I went to Atlanta with. there's an update on that, but I'm going to tell you next week. So the songs I had picked went along with that, and they don't make sense now because I didn't tell you the story. So those will be next week. So this week I chose two songs, just two random songs that I like. First one, Who Do You Think You Are by Lake Street Dive. I've talked about them before. I tend to love all of their songs, but this one, Who Do You Think You Are? And she says, who do you think you are and why do you think I care? And then it's like that horn riff that they do right after that. I love that part of the song. Absolutely love the song. So that's the intro song, Who Do You Think You Are by Lake Street Dive. Outro song is Go to Town by Doja Cat, D-O-J-A Cat. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Go to Town. I'm not going to tell you the lyrics of that song. You can look that one up, and I think you will get the meaning of that song. But that was on, if you have not seen Dirty John, I think it's on Showtime. That was, I don't know, it was played during the show, and I just Shazammed it to hear what it was, and I don't know, it's got a really fun beat. But yeah, I'll let you figure out the topic on that one. So, all right, so that's it for this week. Let me know what you think about shapeshift. Blah. Let me know what you think about shapeshifting. I'm very curious to hear your opinions on this. Email me, SloanFremont@gmail.com. Find me on social media @SloanFremont. And if you like the podcast, please share it with someone you think could benefit from this message. And abracadabra, now go forth and create what you speak. Go down, go down, go down.